I'm Taryn Warden, and this is Taryn's Take, an entertainment news recap show of everything in pop culture, along with some opinion, or I guess you could call it some shade, on all of those stories. It's been a while since the last show, with the election and everything that happened after that. I wasn't really able to get ready in time, because I was Tuesday night, and the show would have been Thursday. I was a little overwhelmed, and I also felt it might be a little inappropriate to be discussing, like, celebrity breakups when your country's protesting. So I do want to apologize for missing that show. And then it was Thanksgiving, so we're finally back today to recap everything from November. In the time that we're in, with a lot of people fighting still, with each other and for social justice, it's important to find a free space to relax and laugh and not take things so seriously. So that's what we hope to do today. Before we get started, I want to remind you that even more arts and culture stories, I always say that word, arts and culture stories, including all the things here on campus, can be found at massmedia.plu.edu. You can also give us a call here at Laser at Pacific Lutheran University with your questions or your opinions on the stories. That number is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. Joining me today is my friend from over at the Mass, Matt Salzano.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to tweet right now that I'm live on Taryn's Take.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty solid, you know. I've been telling people my Thanksgiving was exceptional because it was, like, par. Like, so solidly par. Like, nothing went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Nothing was, like, you know, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, the turkey was really good. But otherwise, it was just sort of like, this was so solidly normal and, like, not a problem.
Yeah.
That
that's
it,
how
it
mine
was. Exceptional.
Yeah.
Because usually it's like I end up being sad about something or something makes me pissed off because, you know, you go home to Spokane, Washington. It's a little more conservative and it's like, ugh.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on. Do you want to do some shameless self-promotion? I mean, you're already tweeting, but.
Yeah, I know. I'm struggling because I keep on having to participate. Damn it.
So tell me about what's going on at the Mass, because you're the editor over there.
There's some crazy things happening at the Mass, and that we are done for the semester, which is lovely. We're all kind of ready for our holiday break with dead week and finals week. But if you have not yet picked up the most recent issue of the Mass that came out November 18, 2016, I recommend that you do it because it's a historic issue talking about the March on Red Square. There was a protest that was Tuesday night of election night at about 10 p.m. where 350 students were out on campus.
Yeah. I wasn't here, but I was watching it on Twitter.
Yeah, and so the Mass did a lot of coverage of that, so that's in the centerfold. We've had a good semester with some great stories. The next thing to look forward to is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., am I right on that? I hope so. No, 9.
I think setup starts at 8.
Setup starts at 8. Yeah. I have to be there at 8. Late Night, which is our kind of sketch comedy live late night programming with Sam Ellison as our host, will be a holiday edition tomorrow night in the Cave. So I recommend everybody comes to that, and if not, then you can watch it live and see all our other stories, including new stuff going up later in the next couple of weeks at massmedia.plu.edu, like Taryn mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so if you want to get involved, just email mass@plu.edu. Before we get to everything new that happened, we need to update you on what's happened with the stories we discussed in our last episodes. But before that, I really need to give a shout out to my baby bear, Honey. My dog is turning 15 years old today, and I just love her so much. I had to mention it. It's like all I've thought about all day. She's a puffy blonde chihuahua, and we're having a big quinceañera-style party for her on Saturday. But, okay, so before anyone tries to come for me, I am aware of cultural appropriation, and I want to say I'm not trying to throw an authentic Mexican quinceañera party because I am not Mexican and nobody in my family is, so don't take it the wrong way. It's just inspired by. Because she's turning 15, and that's the big, like, 15th birthday. And then next year we'll do, like, a sweet 16 for her.
I mean, I think it's probably still appropriation, at least a little bit. But as long as you're aware of the cultural history
I'm not trying
and tradition,
to say,
it's
like,
a little better.
I'm not trying to say, this is what the party is.
Yeah.
This is how it's supposed to be. I'm just kind of, we got a little kind of theme going.
Well, what kind of dog is it?
Chihuahua.
Well, and that helps, right?
Yeah. Okay, I digress. Back to celebrities. Updates on our stories from the past episodes. Everyone of our Taryn's Takes has started with updating on Kanye West, and this time it's gotten very serious. There's no way that you didn't hear about it, and if you didn't, this is it. Kanye has been hospitalized after canceling his tour, and there is so much to discuss with that that we'll be going in depth later on the show, so be sure to stay tuned for all the details on that.
Definitely. Speaking of Kanye, at one of his concerts, he had vowed to boycott the Grammys if Frank Ocean didn't receive any nominations. But then Frank Ocean spoke out he didn't want to submit his work to even be nominated as his, quote, Colin Kaepernick moment since the last show.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Colin Kaepernick is the San Francisco 49ers quarterback who had decided to sit during the national anthem in order to express his feelings about racial inequality in our country, and that was a huge story.
Yeah, Frank Ocean said the Grammys have a history of failing to recognize black artists, saying, quote, the institution has certainly nostalgic importance. It just doesn't seem to be representing very well for people who come from where I come from and hold down what I hold down. Props to Frank Ocean for that. I think that's some real-ish laser talk.
I mean, it takes a lot of guts to be like, whatever.
Yeah, and I also think it's real. Like, we've had a lot of talk about the Oscars last year as well, being just like BS for people of color. Like, it's like if you are a person of color, the way you win an Oscar is by being like a sad, poor, like disenfranchised person of color, and it's like, this is terrible. So good for Frank.
Last time we were here, we also talked about Azealia Banks, who she had gotten into some sort of altercation with actor Russell Crowe. She claimed that at this party they were at together, he spit on her, called her the N-word, strangled her, all this kind of crazy stuff. While he claimed that she erupted out of nowhere at dinner and threatened to Tarantino-style slit everyone's throats that was there. So I'm not exactly sure what went down, but that's what they're both saying. RZA of Wu-Tang Clan, who was the host of the party where all this happened, he spoke out saying, quote, if I had known that she had mental issues, I would have tried to keep a father type of eye on her at the party. I didn't know. RZA added that she may just be young. He added, like, he was crazy at 25 and she's 25 right now. It was also revealed she was working to get a record deal through RZA before the party, and that's why she was even there.
Dear Lord. Azealia Banks also took to Instagram to change her political views for Donald Trump after the election, writing, quote, first off, I would like to apologize to Donald Trump for all the stupid jokes I made. Parentheses, I was kidding. Just parentheses. Secondly, I would like to apologize for all the other times I was dumb enough to let the liberal media sway my opinion of you. Thirdly, I'm effing proud AF of you.
That's a clean version.
Okay. I'm bleeping proud AF of you. One, for being a Gemini, which, you know, okay.
I'm a Gemini.
Two, for being from New York City. Three, for winning the presidency. And four, for beating the media. Thanks for letting me know that I'm not crazy, even though I fronted a few times. Liberals run Hollywood, and it's been a cold world out here for me as a Trump supporter.
Wild. I didn't really even know what to think of that. I don't know. But
that's crazy.
It's just another time where she's kind of gone off the rails. She always does this. She'll go on Twitter and, like, say the craziest stuff. Well, her account got taken down now. But she'd be, like, totally normal talking about, like, her album and then would go off and be like, I hate Hollywood! And just, like, start going,
crazy.
She got fights with Perez Hilton. It was, like, really fun to watch. Perez, but
that's scary.
Yeah. And well, she was saying some really terrible things.
I just, like, the thing I'm stuck on, it's not even, Geminis are great, don't get me wrong, but, like, you don't get to be proud of someone for being a Gemini. That just happened to them. The stars said they were.
Well, yeah, and being from New York City?
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, what, okay.
Well, Azealia Banks also went to court for a different altercation than the Russell Crowe, like, fight that we were just talking about. Last year, she allegedly attacked a female bouncer at a New York City nightclub where she was said to have bit the bouncer's boobs and then spit in her face.
Ow.
Which I think is really ironic because now she's accusing Russell Crowe of spitting on her. But whatever. She was scheduled to appear in court multiple times before and was threatened that she would go to jail if she did not show up. So she finally did. And there's like paparazzi pictures of her charging a phone in the hallway. But I don't know what happened inside the actual courtroom.
Speaking of courtrooms, last time you were here on Taryn's Take, you mentioned T-Swizzle. Taylor Swift had given her deposition about a radio DJ allegedly groping her during a meet-and-greet photo op. The accused DJ, David Mueller, has spoken out during a Mojo in the Morning radio interview. I almost said Moho. where he said, quote, I've never had my day in court. I've never been inappropriate with a woman in my life. I want my reputation back.
Yeah, well, because he did end up actually losing his job over this. Oh. So, well, he
if
described...
If he didn't do it, that sucks. But if he did, then, well...
Then that's what you got coming to you. But he described his side of the story, saying, I was looking at the photographer and tried to get into the photo at the last second. I just kind of leaned in. I was trying to get my right hand around Taylor. I've got my hand closed and my palm down, and I reached behind toward Taylor. Because she's claiming that he put his hand up her skirt. So he's trying to explain this.
Dear Lord.
When pressed further, he added, our hands touched and our arms crossed. My hand was never under her skirt. I never grabbed her. My hand was not open. He then said that Taylor's manager, her bodyguard, and her personal assistant were all there while this was going on, the alleged incident. And they then ended up thanking him for coming. And it wasn't until 20 minutes later that security came and removed him from the venue.
So, like... Yeah, I'm going to resist comment on that because I'm just confused by that situation generally.
I'm just waiting, like, to see... They've sealed the photo, so you can't see it. So I'm waiting to, like, see if what he's saying matches with what the picture shows that is happening.
How is that picture not leaked on the internet yet?
I don't know.
The internet, come on. Internet, get on there.
Or maybe it was and I just... I don't know.
Well, speaking of more crazy business, Ray J finally released his diss track to Kanye West's Famous, which we haven't we played it on here before?
Yeah, that was the first episode we talked about.
Throwback.
Kanye, Taylor, Famous, the Snapchat.
Famous.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
Song and music video Famous, which was, okay, excuse me, Ray J's diss track is also a diss to Kim Kardashian, not just Kanye, because, you know, 1-2 punch, right? the song also featured Chris Brown, because, of course, who has been getting into some trouble. Ray J was at the party that led to Chris Brown's standoff with the police, which we've also spoken about. Because, you know, everyone, all the celebrities are losing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, last time we were here, I was talking about how excited I was for the song to come out. Not because I love Ray J's music or anything, but I thought it would just be, like, something ridiculous. And, of course, I was right. I would not recommend listening to it because it's basically just hella corny. But if you want a good laugh or a good gasp, I would say listen to it. Famous, Ray J, and Chris Brown.
Oh, it's the same title.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do they also have weird naked mannequins?
There's no video yet.
Oh, I hope
they have weird
naked mannequins.
When we come back, Matt and I will be filling you in on everything that happened in November. From music news to babies, new TV shows, and cancer scares. This is Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano, and here is Tove Lo's brand new track, True Disaster, from her brand new album, Ladywood, on Loot Air Student Radio in Tacoma. Welcome back. I'm Taryn Warden, and this is Taryn's Take with Matt Salzano. Now that we've updated you guys on what's happened with our past stories since the last show, it's time to update you guys on everything that happened in November. We're going to do it rapid-fire style. Ooh. Don't forget, you can give us a call here at Loot Air Student Radio. That number is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. You want to go first?
I'm super ready. Let's start with some TV and movie news. I'm getting my microphone in a position comfortable for me to talk at it for, like, several minutes. Since our last show, American Horror Story ended. The theme was Roanoke and started in a fake documentary style. It ended with revealing the footage the documentary was based on and then some odd reality TV stuff. Everyone hated it.
Including me.
Dancing with the Stars ended with Lori Hernandez, Olympic gymnast for the 2016 Olympics, winning the mirror ball. Woohoo, congratulations. Comedian Dave Chappelle hosted Saturday Night Live for the first time, which has returned to TV after 11 years. He also has been announced to create 3 Netflix specials for $60 million. Comedian Chris Rock is also getting 2 Netflix specials for $40 million. The place has got some money now.
I know.
In great TV news, Duck Dynasty was canceled.
It's about damn time.
The Simpsons was renewed for not only season 29, but season 30. The renewal will give The Simpsons the record for the most episodes of a scripted series ever, with 699 episodes. Lady Gaga was on James Corden's Late Late Show Carpool Karaoke, and Madonna was seen filming the next one. Wow, there's feud.
It should be interesting.
Car feud. I would love to get the two of them in a car together. That'd be crazy. Florence Henderson, who famously played the mother on the Brady Bunch, died of heart failure at 82 years old. NBC, claiming to be the network that started live musicals, is gearing up for their version of Hairspray. Hairspray Live will air December 7th and stars Derek Huff, right?
Yep.
Huff. Nailed it. I watched that as a kid. Both Hairspray and Dancing with the Stars. Martin Short and Ariana Grande.
Speaking of Ariana Grande, I got to meet her almost by accident after our last show. So stay tuned to hear that story because that'll be coming up.
Like almost an accident or almost meet her?
No, like I'll explain it later, but timing-wise, there was no way I should have been there. But I were. Was. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, season 21 of The Bachelor begins January 2nd and will star Nick Vile, who is known as the worst contestant.
Ever.
Also works ever.
The poster showed him and it was like fourth time's a charm because he's been a contestant like a few times.
Oh my God.
I don't watch it, but it seemed like that might be one I want to watch.
But he's been the Bachelor the four every time?
Or I think he's been on The Bachelorette.
Jesus.
And was like fighting people and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, good. That's my fave. Oh, I love a good Bachelorette fight. Okay. Or Bachelor fight is even better. Dolly Parton's Christmas special, because who wouldn't? Christmas of Many Colors premiered last night and was a look into her childhood where there's a blizzard and her singing is discovered. Rob and China, the rowdy show following Rob Kardashian and Black China, is rumored to have been canceled after low ratings. But as we'll get to, their baby was born and Rob and China baby special will air December 18th. Khloe Kardashian is starting a new reality show because the Kardashians need another one called Revenge Body.
And the promo pictures look exactly the same as the Keeping Up with the Kardashian promo pictures. It's
fantastic.
Literally like almost the same show.
Fantastic. That is kind of similar to Biggest Loser in the way that she will be coaching contestants in fitness. Casting's open now and you can apply online on the-conlin-company.com. That's C-O-N-L-I-N.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. The 2016 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, filmed in Paris this year, airs Monday, December 5th on CBS.
And Lady Gaga performed. It was they recorded it yesterday, along with Bruno Mars in The Weeknd.
I think it's kind of weird that they record it.
But yeah.
They want it to be live.
Well, but they don't even like do any editing, really. So I don't know why
exactly.
They just don't do it live.
Yeah, it's weird. Mariah's World. Yep. Mariah Carey, 8-part series following her around because, yeah. Sunday, December 4th, premiere. You should be there.
I am literally so excited for this show, though, because, okay, have you seen the commercial?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to have to watch it.
So, it's one of my favorite things right now. At the very end of it, she's, like, laying across a white couch in her house, and she's wearing, like, black fishnets and a black corset and, like, heels, and she says something like, I don't know, is this a normal outfit to wear? But I'm at home, and I'm wearing it.
Awesome.
It was just so funny. Remember her MTV Cribs?
Yeah.
I think it's going to basically be that for like 8 episodes.
Oh my God.
Which
just
is like so iconic to me.
Yeah.
It's just
also,
so funny.
Is she still married to that man from America's Got Talent?
No, and we'll get to it.
Oh.
Another thing I wanted to add was the Teen Mom OG reunion special.
OG.
The original girls.
Yeah.
It started last night? Or maybe a few days ago. I watched it last night. And they're gearing up to the physical fight between Amber Portwood and Farrah Abraham that I reported on last time. But they haven't gotten to it yet. So next week, I think, will be the fight
see.
If you want to catch it.
Dead week with some fighting.
Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff. On to movie news now. Our favorite fighter, Jackie Chan, won an honorary Oscar after 56 years in the film industry. He's officially the first Chinese actor to receive the award. The first official trailer for the live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast, starring Emma Watson, was released. It actually looks just like the movie, so people got pretty excited, including myself. I saw Fantastic Beasts.
Was it good?
Fantastic Beasts was great. Loved it. Also, Eddie Redmayne is to die for, so hell yeah. And saw this Beauty and the Beast trailer and was like, oh my God.
It
this
looks
is gonna
just
be
like
so
it.
Much fun. Emma Watson is... hot, so gorgeous. Oh my God. And the movie is going to be so great. It's going to make me cry so often because it's just a good musical.
I
was
that they
in it
keep
in high
the
school.
Songs.
They will. Apparently, they're adding two more.
Ooh.
So, my friend told me in the theater, it's not fact checked. I Google it in a minute, but I'm doing something right now, Taryn. God. Okay, Disney also, that movie premieres March 17th, by the way, next year. So, not this March 17th. Sorry for the false hope. Disney released Moana. And Mona sounds something else. Which is another animated film, similar to Mulan, where it is not really a princess, but basically considered one. The film follows Moana, described as the, quote, strong-willed daughter, who hopes to save the people of her Polynesian tribe. Film was praised for starring someone who wasn't white for once, but is being criticized by Polynesian people for how they displayed certain characters. It earned $101 million at the box office. And finally, the prequel to the Harry Potter series, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, like I said, where it was released by Warner Brothers and earned $282 million at the box office. Good film. You know, like, honestly worth going to.
If you like
the Harry Potter world, it's worth re-entering the Harry Potter world.
I'll probably wait until it's at, like, the $2 theater.
Yeah.
But I do want to see it. I saw all the Harry Potters anyway, so I might as well.
Did you read them?
I did when I was a kid up until, like, the fourth one because I started getting nightmares.
Oh,
so yeah, then I stopped, rough. But I've seen all the movies.
Yes.
Okay, so now moving on to music news. There wasn't a lot of new music per se specifically, but there was a lot of things happening in music. So as we listened to a few minutes ago, Tove Lo released her second album, Ladywood, and she announced a tour to go alongside that. We are actually going to be the opening day of that show, February 6th at Showbox Soto, and you can find me there. I was at the last one. The Weeknd released his new album, Starboy, which gave him the Spotify record for most streams by a single artist in 24 hours. We're going to be playing one of his new tracks in just a few minutes. And he also announced a tour. He'll be at Key Arena in August.
I'm digging that album. I enjoy the
Weeknd. Most of his stuff is pretty good.
Not the lyrics. Like, the lyrics are pretty blah. But then, like, if you're not really listening to that and just like, yeah, this is my amp up sex music, it's pretty fun.
Bruno Mars released his new album, 24K Magic, which was his first work that he's done in 2 years. The title track was released right before our last episode, and I thought it was just absolute trash, so I didn't want to play it. And it's just a really corny, but a lot of the other tracks on the album are pretty good. It's kind of iffy. A lot of them were like, they're really good, and the chorus was like, kind of not good. And he'll be at Tacoma Dome July 24th. Lorde turned 20 with a birthday party hosted by Taylor Swift. She only turned 20.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable. She won a Grammy at 17.
I can't believe I'm a year older than her.
So the party was hosted by Taylor Swift, and she's teasing her upcoming album like more and more like every single day. There's no title. There's no release date. Nothing. Just that we know it's coming soon. She wrote on Instagram post that her first album, Pure Heroine, was about teenage glory, and the next one will be, quote, about what comes next. Taylor Swift, Lorde's party host, made a surprise appearance at the Country Music Awards, was listed as Forbes' highest-paid musician of 2016, ranking in $170 million, and she got her own channel on DirecTV Now, which is a new streaming service through AT&T. Thought it's kind of funny because she pulled out of all the other streaming services because she wasn't making enough money, so I want to know about this deal.
Did she pull back out of them?
Well, like, she took her music off Spotify because she wasn't making enough money.
Oh, okay, but then it's still, it's now it's on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah. So now she's got this other thing going, I don't know. Beyonce released a new music video for her track All Night. It's a standalone video because her last album, Lemonade, was another full visual album. Didn't watch it because we know I don't like Beyonce. But it featured like Blue Ivy, Jay-Z, some color, some black and white. Speaking of Beyonce, she'll be headlining Coachella in 2017 along with Kendrick Lamar. Ricky Martin announced his own Las Vegas residency while on Ellen, which will be at the Monte Carlo Hotel starting in April, and that's going to go through September, select dates. Going out of order, Ricky Martin also got engaged to his boyfriend, Juan Yosef, so I just want to give a shout-out to that. Lady Gaga, my girl, got a third dog. It's her third French bulldog. It's white and black spots, so the placeholder name right now is Moo Pig. I just had to throw that in there because the dog's really cute. Katy Perry, who was a huge Hillary Clinton supporter, canceled a gig in China for a, quote, family emergency right after the election, but everyone's saying it was really due to election night.
Makes sense.
Katie was set to do a kickoff concert for Singles Day in China, which was supposed to be alongside Kobe Bryant and then was replaced by David Beckham. Singles Day is like an online shopping thing that ranks in more than Black Friday, Cyber Monday, everything here like combined.
Makes sense. There's a lot of people in China. Also, did she get replaced by David Beckham or Kobe got?
She David got Beckham replaced by David Beckham. Then? I have no idea what happened.
Okay.
I just know that he was set to replace her. Speaking of the election, sad face, Lena Dunham became a big Hillary Clinton supporter eventually after dropping Bernie and released one of the most cringeworthy things I think I've ever watched. It was a rap video called Sensual Pantsuit Anthem. It was through Funny or Die, so it was supposed to be like a parody spoof on celebrity endorsements. but I really didn't think it was funny. I thought it was just, like, really hard to watch.
She's really hit and miss, though. You know, like, yeah. Girls is such a good show. And then with her, I read her book.
Yeah.
And it was, like, an essay would be hilarious and really interesting. And then the next time it would be, like,
Yeah. Well, this video was one of those,
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I talked about Zayn Malik's ex, Perry Edwards, who had been talking about him. And I was saying how excited I was for his book to come out, where he was supposed to reveal his side of their breakup. Well, the book came out, simply titled Zayn. It's filled with some gorgeous photos, because he's, like, my number one crush. Instead, he revealed he has incredible anxiety that cripples him, which he had said before. He would go 2 or 3 days without eating a single bite while in One Direction, that he reflects on now as an actual eating disorder. And he only mentioned Perry for 3 sentences in the entire book. 2 of them were just to do, like, a time frame that their relationship was ending then. He did not say anything like he said he was going
Interesting.
To. Finally, the biggest news in music for November was the American Music Awards. Not because the American Music Awards were great. They never are. They're always really terrible. But Selena Gomez was finally seen for the first time since the beginning of August, when she decided to cancel her tour and go to rehab. So her last show was August 13th, and she was not seen until the AMAs on November 20th. Her rehab stint was for anxiety, panic attacks, and depression. She won Favorite Pop Rock Female Artist. And I would describe the speech, but it really speaks for itself, so I'm just going to play it for you.
In 2014, this stage was actually the first time that I was authentically 100% honest with all of you. I think it's safe to say that most of you know a lot of my life, whether I liked it or not. And I had to stop, because I had everything, and I was absolutely broken inside. And I kept it all together enough to where I would never let you down, but I kept it too much together to where I let myself down. I don't want to see your bodies on Instagram. I want to see what's in here. I'm not trying to get validation, nor do I need it anymore. All I can say from the bottom of my heart is I am so grateful that I have the opportunity to be able to share what I love every single day with people that I love. And I have to say thank you so much to my fans, because you guys are so damn loyal, and I don't know what I did to deserve you. But if you are broken, you do not have to stay broken. And if that's anything, whether you respect me or not, that's one thing you should know about me, is I care about people, and thank you so much for this. This is for you. Thank you.
While the speech was somewhat sad, it was really uplifting, and it was the most powerful moment of the night. That was the only reason why I would say the AMAs were important. I'm not a Selena Gomez fan, but I do really respect her for that.
Yeah, that was cool. For sure.
Yeah.
It speaks to an issue a lot of people are having, that more and more people are feeling comfortable sharing now. And so it's good that she's still, you know, kind of leading that cause and not buying into, like, hiding from it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's really important. But
what do you have for relationship news?
Moving on to relationship news. Usually each month there's some breakups, and there are some hookups, and there are some engagements. We've got plenty of those. First, The Weeknd and model Bella Hadid broke up, which must have made the Victoria's Secret fashion show very uncomfortable, because she is a model and he is a performer.
Yeah, she was also a minor when they got together, and he was an adult, like Tyga and Kylie Jenner. But nobody ever liked to mention that, and I would always call him on it, and no one else, like, agreed with me. They were like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Why does nobody care about that? That's troubling to me.
Yeah, I don't know. But she did post on Instagram this morning, like, she thanked him. She was like, thanks for being such a great performer. So, I don't know. It's maybe weird. It wasn't as awkward.
Ew,
but
weird. I don't like that. Stop it. Stop. Be upset for a little while. You just broke up.
Yeah, it was like 3 days ago.
Don't be fake. Drake and Swift stirred up some rumors when they were spotted together, because she even met Drake's mom. But insiders have come out and said that they're working on some kind of music collaboration and not dating. But wouldn't that have been wild? That would have been wild.
Yeah, that's why everyone was like, what?
That would have been awesome. Because it would have just been like, wow, two really, like, par, not that interesting pop artists dating.
Well, he likes to consider himself a rapper.
Yeah, pop artist. I mean, I liked Hotline Bling, but it's a pop song.
Yeah.
Anyway, Demi Lovato looks to have a new boyfriend after her breakup with longtime boyfriend Wilmer Valderrama. Demi was spotted holding hands with UFC fighter Luke Rockhold as they attended a UFC fight at Madison Square Garden. After kissing Jennifer Lopez and becoming the producer of her next album, they were married and had twins in the past. Mark Anthony had files for divorce for his wife of 2 years, Shannon DeLima.
And this is what I was saying. Mariah Carey's divorce from Nick Cannon has officially been finalized. Because you were asking about that earlier. Yep. That's the guy from Nickelodeon. And on top of that, Mariah Carey and her billionaire fiancé James Packer called off their engagement.
Wow. That's an unfortunate week for her then.
Well, but she's got the show coming out.
Well, it's a show.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts and Evan Peters, who met through season one of American Horror Story, are rumored to be back together and once again engaged. So let's see if that's true. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's divorce is said to be finalized, like, currently, right now, and they figured out their divorce agreement in August. Agreement includes she will donate half of her $14 million from Johnny Depp to the ACLU, that's the American Civil Liberties Union. They work to stop violence against women, and Amber Heard claimed Johnny Depp was abusive in their marriage. He hasn't confessed, but she has pictures and videos. She has not yet made her donation, though, because she has not gotten the money, but she donated $350,000 the week before finalizing the divorce.
I thought I would take this last story because I know you don't like them or care. Brangelina have come to an agreement on the custody of their 6 children. Statement was released that the agreement was suggested through child care professionals. And the agreement is Angelina will keep full custody of the children with therapeutic visits from Brad Pitt.
Bizarre.
Brad was then spotted in Turks and Caicos for Thanksgiving by himself as he was reportedly not invited to have dinner with Angie or the kids by the kids.
That's so sad. Wait, like, the kids said don't bring dad around?
None of them wanted him there, supposedly.
What happened there? Like,
I don't know.
That's so confusing.
I mean, I feel like if your dad is like an A-list actor. Exactly. But if your parents are A-list in Hollywood, you probably don't see them that much.
Yeah.
So they probably aren't close to him.
Yeah.
Related to relationship news, there was a lot of babies born in the past month, all of which were daughters.
Wow.
Kind of odd. First, as we said before, Rob Kardashian, Blac Chyna had their baby, which is a girl named Dream Renee Kardashian.
That's pretty. Okay.
This is kind of the name that broke the straw on this camel's back with the ridiculous celebrity baby names, because it's just such a clear stamp of my kid's never going to have to work for anything, so I'm going to give them the craziest name that I want and use it for my own publicity. That's all I'm thinking of that. But it could be way worse. Dream Renee is not terrible. Megan King Edmonds from The Real Housewives of Orange County had her daughter. They named her Aspen. The only reason I thought that was important is because the last season of the show that just finished followed her IVF journey to have this baby. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, who had their second child a few months back, finally revealed that they also had a daughter. Russell Brand, who was once famously married to Katy Perry, became a father, and his fiance Laura Gallagher, they named her Mabel. Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle welcomed their second daughter named Valentina Angelina Jonas. There was also several pregnancy announcements this month. So Amanda Seyfried, who I always think of as Karen from Mean Girls, even though she's done a lot of other things, she's expecting her first child with fiance Thomas Sadowski. Not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Who performed alongside her in an off-Broadway production, and now they're in an upcoming movie together. Janet Jackson, who announced her pregnancy at 50 years old when she canceled her tour in the very beginning of this year, is due any day now, and sources are now saying that the baby's name will pay tribute to her late brother, Michael Jackson. Mm. But we don't know the gender on the kid, so maybe it'll be like Michaela or Michael or something. Mm. Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend, Irina Shayk, are expecting their first child, which she announced at the Victoria's Secret fashion show yesterday. And finally, this is the most exciting one to me, Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, is also going to be a dad. Louis Tomlinson of the band famously was announced to be having a baby right before the group disbanded. It's kind of what brought them out, because Zayn had left and then he was having a kid. Liam's baby is with X Factor judge Cheryl Cole, which is where One Direction was formed by Simon Cowell on X Factor.
Oh, that's weird. I don't like that.
I don't know how I feel about that. There was rumors that they were having a baby that was spreading, and then she debuted the baby bump this week when they went out together. And now onto everything else that doesn't really fit into a category. This is usually my favorite. Okay, so first, this is really sad. Ice-T and his wife, Coco, I like to call her Coco-T, they lost their bulldog, Spartan, after complications with knee surgery. They used to have a reality show that I watched a little bit of, and I follow them online, and they were, like, obsessed with their bulldogs as much as I would be if I had the money to, like, spoil them rotten.
Yeah.
So, it was really sad.
President Obama awarded his last Presidential Medals of Freedom to a total of 21 people. The award is the highest civilian honor one can receive, and among the recipients were our own Bill and Melinda Gates, Michael Jordan, Diana Ross, Tom Hanks, and the one I saw over the internet, Ellen DeGeneres.
Police were said to be searching for Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, and their twins, but it was later determined that they were not missing. Rather, a disturbance call was made after she was seen yelling at a passerby and then arriving at a bar barefoot with the 7-year-old twins in Salt Lake City. Police reported Brooke, the twins, and their nanny to all be safe after they did a welfare check. Brooke has history with substance abuse, though, including 20 stints in rehab.
So many.
And this odd behavior has led Charlie Sheen to tell TMZ he's trying to get his kids back home safe.
That's a scary-ass family right there.
I feel bad for those children.
Though. That's rough. Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live and my favorite, 30 Rock, finally settled with Walmart. Quick recap, a Walmart tractor trailer crashed into Tracy Morgan's limousine, ended up killing one of the other passengers. Tracy got a traumatic brain injury from the accident along with a bunch of broken bones, and Walmart agreed to pay out $90 million. Walmart's insurers are now fighting with Walmart because they would be the ones paying, and they don't agree they should be the ones paying. Walmart itself should, in their opinion. We'll see what happens with that legal battle.
Okay, now, this is one of my favorite stories of the month. Black China, I've said before, watching her fight on, like, the show Robin China was amazing. She went after host Wendy Williams on Instagram, throwing massive shade after Wendy had made some comments about Rob. Wendy had said on her show that Black China had used a pole because she couldn't host a show or get into Harvard. Then she said she, quote, runs into this guy and takes full advantage of it. Wendy then went in on Black China's mom, named Tokyo Tony, of all things. And then went in on Rob, saying that he isn't depressed because he gained weight. He's depressed because he lacks any confidence and lets Black China run all over him. Black China took to Instagram, posting the worst photo of Wendy Williams probably ever taken. And she captioned it saying, quote, Wendy, you lost your mother effing mind? How dare you speak on me, my fiance, and my mom like you were at the Christmas table with us? She also added, I find it so funny how you love to talk about Rob and his insecurities. Like, at a point in time, you wasn't a fat 400-pound bee on the radio. And then she talked about, like, Wendy's man cheating on her and all this stuff. And Wendy did not address the post one time. Not even on her own Hot Topics on her entertainment news show.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Our favorite, Lindsay Lohan, appeared with a new accent in an interview. And she took to Instagram to, you know, throw some shade at Ariana Grande, as one does.
Again, I met Ariana Grande a few weeks ago, and I'll be telling you all about it coming up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ariana posted a photo from the set of Hairspray Live during rehearsals, and Lindsay commented, too much makeup. Lindsay then posted the same comment on two more of Ariana's posts.
So it's three in a row. Last time.
In a comment of, like, C's, yeah. Like a thousands of comments are on there, and Lindsay Lohan writes, too much makeup. How do people even see that?
I don't know, but I've seen the screenshots.
Yeah.
Last time we were here, I was discussing Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott's terrible decision of having a fifth child. And I said, like, that may come off rude, but if you watch their show, you would agree with me that they don't need another kid. And they just gave me another reason. Tori Spelling is being sued by American Express for the second time this year. In January, she was ordered to pay a $38,000 unpaid bill after going to court, along with $855 for court fees. And now she's being sued for another American Express card that has an unpaid balance of nearly $88,000. So,
that's
so much
money.
They don't need to have that fifth kid.
Just to be clear, $38,000 for the bill and then $855,000 for court fees?
No, $855,000.
Just $800,000.
Like an extra thousand.
That's so silly. It seems so inconsequential when you have like almost 40 grand to pay back. Andy Cohen opened up about being diagnosed with melanoma. While co-hosting Live with Kelly Ripa, Andy thanked Kelly for convincing him to see a doctor after she noticed a black dot on his lip. He had noticed it, but thought it was nothing. It ended up being skin cancer. Andy later revealed that the doctors had removed it. He's cancer-free and has, in his words, quote, changed his relationship with the sun.
And finally, Michael, also known as Jim Delgatti, who created the infamous Big Mac, passed away at 98 years old. Not super important, but I thought it was interesting. McDonald's put out a statement saying that they thank and will forever remember him.
I love McDonald's. We're going to take a quick break, but in the meantime, we're playing The Weeknd's second single off of his new album, Starboy. When we come back, we'll be discussing everything with Kanye West. This is False Alarm, playing on Loot Air Student Radio.
We're back. I'm Taryn Warden, and this is Taryn's Take with Matt Salzano and me on Loot Air Student Radio. Don't forget, you can give us a call anytime during the show at 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. Okay, now, Kanye West has always been a big story on this show, and that's even more true now than ever. So let me give you guys a little history lesson before we get into this. Kanye West was hospitalized in a 5150 psychiatric hold, which is the same thing Britney Spears did or had done.
What does that mean?
A 5150 is basically kind of like against your will, where instead of like checking yourself into the hospital, some like the cops or somebody will send you there, and then the hospital has permission to watch you for a certain amount of time. So that's what Britney had done, and that was on November 20th. Kanye was released last night from the UCLA medical facility. The hospitalization was first said to be for temporary psychosis from dehydration and sleep deprivation, but is now being described as paranoia and depression.
Before being hospitalized, Kanye canceled his 21 remaining St. Pablo tour dates after his speeches to the crowds became more bizarre. Every episode, Taryn has started the episode with what he said at the last couple of shows, such as the Frank Ocean thing. But it's gotten more and more weird as time went on.
Yeah, so at the last show before canceling, he performed two songs, then went into a rant saying that he would have voted for Donald Trump if he had voted at all. Then he continued with his rantings about Beyonce and Jay-Z. On our last show, I had said he was going off about Beyonce bribing the Grammys or something, and that their kids haven't even played together. But then you could tell he was paranoid.
Kanye said, quote, Jay-Z, call me, bruh. You still ain't called me. Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Please don't send them at my head. Please call me. Talk to me like a man.
And then he abruptly left the stage and ended the show after only 30 minutes, including the talking time. So he was hospitalized the very next day after that. So what are you thinking of all this?
Scary. I don't know. Yeah. He's scary. I would say scary. I'm worried for him and for the sort of like fallout if he doesn't handle it. The masculinity scholar in me is very concerned that if he doesn't come out and be like, I have an issue and like I need to learn how to get it, how to deal with it, and like kind of be honest about his mental health, that he'll just encourage this sort of stereotype that men are supposed to just like kind of buck it up and get over it. And it's like, if you have a real mental health issue, like you need to deal with it.
Yeah.
You need to sort it out and get help.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to say something. I mean, it's only been a few, like 12 hours. So I don't expect him to say anything anytime super soon, but I feel like he has to say something and just be honest about whatever's going on, whether it is paranoia or depression or something else. The same way, like, even Selena Gomez did. That takes a lot of courage. Exactly. But it's something that, like, is going on. And so I would hope that he would use his power to shine light on something like that. Because he has, like, so many followers from all these rants and crazy stuff he said on Twitter. So you might as well use it for something.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'd say I am very interested and almost just invested in this story, but not like in the shallow, really exciting way where I am with like the Robin China show. But because I've been following all of, it's the same with Britney, except I was really young then. So that was like 2007, 2008. I was like barely starting middle school. I was following everything that led up to that, where, like, the kids were taken and she was driving with them in the front seat and all this stuff. But at the time, I didn't really understand how serious that was.
Yeah.
So now it's kind of the same thing where, like, I followed everything that led up to this. So I'm really interested in like seeing what happens. But yeah, I gave up.
Yeah, but it's more real now.
That yeah, we now that I'm that older, I understand yeah. what's going on. I gave a speech last year in my public speaking class about Kanye, and I was saying it was supposed to be a persuasive speech. I was saying we need to stop paying attention to Kanye's Twitter rants and all this stuff so that he can get the help that he needs. And everyone kind of thought I was joking, and it was supposed to be kind of a lighter speech because everyone was doing like really serious stuff. But I was like really serious about it too. So it's really interesting to see everything just come to a head, and definitely. Like all of his weird things that he'd done in the past, like. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his Twitter rants and everything just really
makes sense. It's a full circle I didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Well, Kanye, if you're listening, God, I would just love if someone famous was listening to this. We're hoping for the best of you. Best for you. I may not agree with the things you've said or done. I really don't even agree with your recent music, but I do really hope that everything works out and that you use your power for something good. And we're going to go into our story time. So I've been hyping this up all day.
I want to hear about how you met Ariana Grande, Taryn. Tell me all about it.
Okay. So Mac Miller was coming to town.
Are they still together?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Mac Miller was her boyfriend, and she had been spotted at like all of his shows on this tour, like tour bus and everything. Like
God, going alongside. She has her own life. Like what?
Yeah, I know. It was kind of odd. So we were like, let's keep an eye on this and keep a lookout. So we knew he was supposed to come to town soon, and me and my friends were all at home, like, doing homework or whatever, and we see a selfie get posted from a guy who works at Whole Foods with her.
You just vaguely know?
Do you, like, well, know he him? Was wearing, like, the Whole Foods
Yeah, but, like, how did you find this picture?
Well, we were on the lookout.
Oh, okay.
So then, like, an Ariana Grande, like, news site or something posted it, yeah. And so we went to the guy's profile, and he was from Seattle, so we're like, okay, she's here. So then we're like, okay, now we really need to get following. So we start finding Mac Miller's team or his like close friends that are like on the tour with him, and they had been posting like all these things that they were doing. So then we started following, and we were always like an hour behind. So they like went skating at this place, and by the time we got there, they had posted that they were at like this next thing. So kind of by guessing, we find their hotel. Because I mean, there's only a certain amount of hotels people are gonna stay at. And we knew he wasn't that high up. But we were like, okay, maybe she is. I don't know. So we just start driving around, going to hotels that we've seen people at. And there's, like, two tour buses taking up the whole street. So we wait there until, like, 1 in the morning. And, okay, this is, like, the worst thing that can happen when you're someone who is kind of paparazzi-ish or whatever. We not only didn't meet her, but we were in the exact right spot where we were supposed to be. And knew that's where they're going, that's where they're going to be, and didn't meet her. Because, I mean, it was getting late, and it was really cold, and we all had stuff to do. So we were like, okay, if we know the hotel, well, then we can just come back tomorrow morning. So I got home, and my mom actually got, like, really mad at me, and she was like, you can't be out this late anymore. But she lets me be out late all the time, so I didn't really understand that. But I texted my friends. I was like, I texted my friends. I was like, okay, I can't go to the hotel early tomorrow morning. I got to get back in my mom's good graces. So I like stayed home and like got some stuff done. So we were going to a drag show the same night for Willem and Jared. My friend Jared calls me. I'm like on my way to go to Capitol Hill. I'd like just pumped gas. He calls me and he's like, okay, my sister just got selfies with her at the hotel. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, so you need to get to Showbox Soto. Like, okay, there's no way I'm going to make it. I'm like, there's no way, like, I could make it in time.
Tacoma, yeah.
Well, no, I was at home. So I was in Des Moines.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah. Well, and she's coming from the hotel. It's like a 10-minute drive, right? And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to beat her. Well, I speed a little, but I'm not driving illegally fast or anything. I'm not running lights, nothing. But I was in a rush. I get to Showbox Soto, grab the first parking spot, don't pay for it. I get out. I have literally like a minute to spare. I put on my lipstick, and my friend Jared's like, okay, are you ready for this? And I was like, no, I don't think so, because I didn't have any time to prepare. I didn't even think I was going to be coming here today. So Jared's sister told us the car that they had gotten into, and literally we turn and the car is pulling up.
Awesome.
So, and there's like no one around. Like, I don't know, usually people would be there, but, like, it wasn't even her tour. She was just, like, tagging along. So the car is, like, pulling up, so we're kind of walking alongside on the other side of the road. to see like where they're going to stop so that we're in line with them. And her security gets out and is like, no. And is like trying to kind of push us away. And Ariana like pushes him out of the way, takes selfies with all of us. And I'm not even supposed to be there, basically.
Awesome.
And so my friend Eamon wasn't there yet because we weren't meeting up until like 7. And this was at like 6:30. And so like he calls me like 10 seconds later. And he was like, okay, so what are you guys doing? And I was like, I didn't have time to call you while I was rushing over here, but Ariana Grande just stopped and took pictures with all of us.
Was he pissed?
I thought he was going to be, but he wasn't, because we knew if we did it before, it'd be easy to do it again. Okay. It's at the venue, right? So we go to all these other things. We come back towards the end of Mac Miller's show. I have never seen such craziness going on at a concert. There was a guy like puking all over the place. Yeah, yes. And then this guy came out and his shirt was ripped off and like just all this crazy stuff. And then Ariana comes out in this, like in this chaos, and she's like kind of crying. Right?
Really?
Yeah, so then we kind of felt bad, but she saw us and so she came over and she took pictures like kissing my cheek.
Did she recognize you all?
Yeah. But I mean, there was new people there. Like Eamon wasn't there before, but he was there then. So she'd take pictures with everyone and then like started crying, got into the car. Right? She got in a black SUV and was actually going to Boeing Field to leave for LA that night, and was the very last tour date that she was going on with. So first of all, I like wasn't even supposed to be there. There's no
bizarre.
She's like, she must have stopped for like Starbucks or something, because there's no way that she went from the hotel to the venue that was like a 10-minute drive in like 25 minutes. Have, like,
been, oh, I guess he saw her leaving the hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe he accidentally saw her entering the hotel and she was like went in for a little bit.
No. Matt, Jared's sister saw her get in the car.
Huh.
So, I don't know. It was very odd. And then,
maybe, yeah, Starbucks,
like,
or...
Yeah. And then it was the last show. So, that's how I met.
Do you have a picture on your Instagram?
Oh, yeah. And I'll post them on the mass media posting of this. So, if you're looking to get some great selfies with some celebrities, or you're just looking for a great holiday present, concert tickets are a great idea for that. There are a bunch of shows coming up to close out the year. Deck the Hallball.
Is she wearing a scarf over her head?
She's wearing a giant winter coat. I'll show you the pictures in color when we're done. Okay. I put it in black and white because the lighting wasn't great. Deck the Hall Ball with a bunch of different groups, including Empire of the Sun, is at Key Arena on December 6th. Snoop Dogg will be at the Paramount Theater for his Puff Puff Pass Tour Part 2, December 8th. And Stevie Nicks will play Key Arena on December 11th. There's a ton of other shows and possible celebrity sightings coming up, so be sure to follow Terrence Take on Twitter for a full list. That's at TerranceTake. Things like free meet and greets with the Seahawks players. I'll let you know all about them. So I had so much fun here today. Thank you for spending an hour with Matt and I.
Woo!
We hope we gave you a little getaway from your day. And I'll be back for the final show of the year, December 15th. So I'll see you then.
Bye, y'all. Oh, sorry.